All right, well, guess what? I'm sick again. I work around kids, those walking little petri dishes, and I keep catching something or other. So I've kind of been resting a bit. I've been pretty inactive on watching movies, but I did go see the new Final Destination Bloodlines with my buddy Buckley. And you know what? It was pretty damn good. You know, Final Destination is the same old premonition stuff, but it has a good cast. Even like the badly cast people are kind of well cast, if that makes any sense. And it's got some fairly intense kills. And a special mention must be given to the legend, Tony Todd, Candyman himself, who was a fixture in several Final Destination movies. And he has a small but vital and touching role in his final role in Final Destination Bloodlines. Tony Todd lived in Marina Del Rey. He was a tall, imposing dude. He was like 6'5", I think. And he died of stomach cancer late last year. He was obviously very sick in Final Destination Bloodlines. He's extremely thin in this last role. But the writers just gave him a wonderful little scene to go out on. Everyone knew that he didn't have much time left on this earth. And it's just a perfect scene about hope and life and death. And Tony Todd just nails it. So rest in peace, good sir. And maybe it's time to mention my email again. It's markd@youaremydensity.com. That's M-A-R-C-D. Let me know how I'm doing. You want more movies, less stories, or just keep it random? Oh, and I let my last name slip on one episode. Not that I give a shit if people know my last name, but if any of you picked up on it, let me know, and you will win something. All right, let's just move along. Nothing to see here.
You are my density. You are my density.
Like I said, I'm pretty run down this week, so this will largely be an episode of news you can use and a few quotes I ran across. We'll see how long I can go with this one. I have mentioned my love of newsprint and newspapers, and I often take pictures of articles or passages that stir my fancy. Or strike my fancy. Stir my fancy? I don't know if that makes sense. And newspapers are like my insulin. They are straight up necessary for my survival. Wherever I go, I try to find a way to get newspapers. Yes, I know they are a dying industry along with a lot of magazines, but I hope they can last for another maybe 20 years. That should be enough time. So let's take a peek inside some newspapers. Actually, shit, right before that, I mentioned I saw the documentary Pavements on the band Pavement. I saw it at the legendary New Art Theater in Los Angeles, and I stopped in before at the pretty cool video store Cinephile Video right next door to the New Art. And I joined Cinephile right at the beginning when it opened in 1999. I'm actually customer number 99. Cinephile has had ups and downs and a little bit of a sordid story there involving a bit of a reprehensible Los Angeles character who we will not mention by name. And the memory forever etched in my mind with Cinephile is probably around 2000. I had just started Prozac, and at the beginning I was really spaced out. I was a little out of it, and I drove down to Cinephile to return a video. I got into a little accident with my car right in front of the video store. It was kind of my fault, kind of not my fault. But anyway, I ended up in handcuffs right in front of the video store. My friend that worked there at Cinephile came out and said, "Are you okay?" I looked over to her, and I said, "Yeah, I'm good." And then the cops said, "Hey, man, pay attention to me. I'm respecting you. You should respect me." And then I said, "Oh, sorry," and anyway, it all turned out okay. I went to jail for 10 years. I got into shape. I read a lot of books, got a lot of tattoos, and upon my release, I headed out to get my revenge on Nick Nolte. No, wait, that's the plot of Cape Fear. Anyway, it all turned out okay. Okay, let's go back to Pavements. It was directed by the talented, but a little arty for my taste, Alex Ross Perry. The documentary is kind of experimental, a mix of fact, fiction, truth, bullshit, reenactments, and it kind of does fit the Pavement model. It pokes fun at itself. It's smart as shit, yes, a little too long. And I'm not sure the entire thing completely works, but it's interesting, and I did enjoy it. So anyway, at this movie, there is a Q&A afterwards, which I never last through. But I figured, hell, the Q&A features one of the founding members of Pavement, the guitarist and occasional vocalist Scott Canberg, a.k.a. Spiral Stairs. The Q&A also had Tim Heidecker of Tim and Eric fame and Jason Schwartzman, who for some reason I just can't stand. Maybe he's cool. Maybe I'm wrong. And Tim and Jason both played fictionalized characters of real people in the Pavement documentary. The Q&A was moderated by some reporter from ESPN, Mina Kimes. I guess she's a fairly legit indie rock fan, and the director was also there, Alex Ross Perry. Well, Mina Kimes may be a fan, but she sucks as a Q&A moderator. It's like she asks questions to everyone but Scott Canberg for the first 15 or so minutes, and Alex Ross Perry just wouldn't shut up. He seemed smart, but a little smug, and he was just talking and talking. And it's like, dude, we came here to hear from Spiral Stairs, okay? He is in Pavement. He's the guy that matters on this stage. So it eventually just wore me down, and I left early. Movies, encores, Q&As, all of that shit. It's always too long. A good Q&A should be like a targeted 20-minute event. Everyone wants to go home at that point. But yeah, Pavements is interesting, worth seeing, but your mileage may vary. If you're not a fan of the band, you may not dig it. It does require some skin in the game. Okay, on to some newspapers. So George Wendt recently passed. Yes, Norm from the long-running TV show Cheers. He played an everyman barfly who always had a clever retort when he would enter the bar. What's happening, Norm? Norm responded, it's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear. Or, what do you know, Norm? And Norm says, not enough. But there's a little article in the New York Times by the completely fantastic writer James Poniewozik. Probably fucked that up. In George Wendt's hands, a single running joke became a kind of philosophical investigation of life's Sisyphean patterns. Norm was a survivor of the most ordinary kind, kicked around, worn out, and disappointed by the world. But every day, he came back for another round. I mean, come on, isn't that good? And hey, did you ever see the 2019 action horror film VFW? Set at a veterans bar, a bunch of old guys have to protect a girl from a bunch of drug-crazed thugs. It's a fun time with a great cast. Freddie Williamson, Martin Cove, Stephen Lang, George Wendt, and William Sadler. And what would Norm say upon hearing of George Wendt's death? It's about time. So rest in peace, Mr. Wendt. So anyway, as I'm recording this episode, I'm actually feeling worse and worse. So I'm going to wrap this one up soon. I hope to be better next week. And of course, I got sick on a 3-day weekend, wouldn't you know it? So anyway, some quotes from some smart people. The Swiss psychiatrist Carl Jung said, the world will ask you who you are. And if you don't know, the world will tell you. I mean, isn't that just like deep as hell? Well done, Jung. And there's a new book by the totally great Financial Times writer Edward Luce about Zbigniew Brzezinski. I'm sure I fucked up his name. Let's just call him Zbig. The book is entitled Zbig, The Life of Zbigniew Brzezinski, America's Great Power Prophet. Zbig died in 2017. He was famously the national security advisor to Jimmy Carter. But man, Zbig was just intimidating, smart as shit with a brutal wit. He was just a master, kind of like a more moral Henry Kissinger. Yes, that's a low bar. I remember seeing Zbig on news programs, and his ferocious intellect just blew me away. The kind of tool Joe Scarborough, host of MSNBC's Morning Joe, later married Zbig's daughter, Micah, and she is on the show Morning Joe. But I read one absolutely lacerating quote from Zbig once when he was talking to Joe Scarborough on Morning Joe. Scarborough was pontificating on Israel, and Zbig said, you know, you have such a stunningly superficial knowledge of what went on that it's almost embarrassing to listen to you. The days of wise and just absolute prose are pretty much over. It's the era of the amateurs, the unserious, and in some cases, the flat-out stupid. But hey, maybe I'm being dramatic because I'm irritable and sick and feel terrible. Nah, probably not. I think I'm right.